everybody, and welcome back to Jurassic World the Game. And as you can see, I've been a good boy. I didn't lie to you. Not this time. I got it. We got the dinosaurs back, which was about 1,300 cups. So if let's say every battle was about 220, so that's 10, 50, 60? Maybe 60 battles. So how many books is that? 5 books per battle, 60 times by 5, 300 books? Is that right? Something like that? I think it's 300 books. Anyway, here we are. We've unlocked it. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we actually get some books in the pack. So let's go. Books. Ooh, we did. Ooh, that was quite rare, actually. With 500, right? Yeah. So we're actually only down maybe 100. And I think I've won some books anyway. But here it is, Deinonychus, that's what we wanted to see, and of course the beautiful 2600, yes, oh yeah, and we've unlocked it, another carnivore added to the game, hey, because that's what we need. Sorry, there we go, I like the first one better. Okay, so we're going to hatch it, of course we're going to do instant hatch. Activate a regular incubator for instant hatch incubator or an instant hatch for 250 bucks already. What if it's instant? If it's instant hatch, why does it cost bucks? This is something I cannot understand when it comes to because I get it, maybe it's like 1,000 normally, but still 250 bucks for a Deinonychus. It's horrible. Oh, he's on site. He's on. He's a Nublar. Oh, brilliant. Oh, so what we got here? Ankylosaur Gen 2 tournament. That's new. Oh, nice. We got a whole new creature. Hey. Oh, sweet. I didn't realize this was just going to pop up, but it is, of course, coming up to like the 6-year anniversary of Jurassic World the game. In fact, this is the 6-year anniversary, so we're going to get a lot of events coming. Now, was this a pack? Oh. Oh. I thought maybe this was a pack chance. It must have been. That's why I entered it. I think I did. Oh, well, we got a Clannican. Could be a lot worse. Could be a lot worse, John. And we'll open up. So, oh, another 30 bucks. I'm going to need that because I've got to make... I don't know if I can make this level... I think I can. Really, it's the hatching, right? The hatching is where it costs the most amount of bucks. So, maybe... Well, I claim that. Guys, we're going to need... to get as many books as possible. Ooh, there you go. Do so many daily missions. Oh, we got something else as well there. Ooh, first and Dominator League. Ooh, some more of that. Thank you very much. Have we got any... Oh, we got 13 hours left on this. So if we don't need books here, we ain't getting any... Oh! Oh, John Hammond for 294. We're in the money. Oh, brilliant. Thank you, John. Spared no expense there. Give me books. So we do have 5 instant pieces, which is good because it means that we don't have to spend... books on 5 fuses, which I mean 4, 5, 6, 7 fuses, I think, max is what you need to make a level 40 Deinonychus. So, right, we are gonna, it's gonna be very close, and I mean very close. Let's have a look at them because I instantly clicked off and I can't remember why, but I did. There we go, some XP. Deinonychus is just a chunky raptor, really. Deinonychus is a fast and agile hunter whose large brain allows it to perform intricate maneuvers when it hunts. Have you watched it, Lydia? Do you know? You're gonna say it was discovered by that other guy again or something. I know Jim Kirkland didn't discover Deinonychus. It was Utahraptor. But hey-ho. Anyway, let's give it a little bit of a feed. See, if this is Jurassic World Alive, it would go and eat a goat and absolutely tear it limb from limb. But we're PG on Jurassic World the game. We don't see that, no. Right, so we have 7 more to get. I don't know whether it's actually going to be, in fact, doable. DNA-wise, yes. Book-wise, I don't know. So there we go. Here's our lasso. That was our cheapest. 500 bucks for 2 was our cheapest. Yay! So there we go. We can get level 20. Okay. Oof. Ooh, right, so we got 7. Sorry. Yeah, 6 left. Now, it depends how much 1 costs to speed up. And then we can calculate if we do manage to get it, it's going to be... we're going to have, like, no bucks left. Literally. I think you need about 10,000. So, 1,600. So, let me get my calculator up. So, 1,680 times by 6 equals 10,080 bucks. We are 500 bucks off. I don't think there's any way for us to even... I mean, it takes a whole friggin' week to get it. So we are... is there any way to get bucks, do you think? If we look at our missions... let's have a look. So there's 60. There's 35. And then, of course, you're going to have the guaranteed 35 from the book pack. We'll see. Because it's definitely 6. So we're going to be down to the dregs. And even then, when you think about it, it's going to be a case of... Oh, what is it? So we got 4 here. That's good. We've got 4 here. So we'll just feed these guys. That means we can get a level 30. Which... do we instant fuse that? I think we'll instant fuse the level 30. We got 5 though, right? And this will be cheaper. So we may as well do this one. It's only 47 bucks a pop. When it comes to the level 20, 20, 20, and 30. So, it's 8, isn't it? So, look, and already we're going down in bucks. So I didn't even factor in this because we can't do instant fuses all the way. You know what it is? If I had have not... If the instant hatches didn't cost bucks, I would have been in the clear. Wouldn't have... I would have been... Maybe be able to just get it. I think I would have. Because then I would have been able to get the other ones as well. So we'll activate this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, so this is all I need to do. 2 fuses of the level 20, and then the rest of them are just instant fuses, I think.
Yeah, don't have that much. I can't afford this.
Stop wasting 47 bucks at pop. No. Okay. You know, we're going to do it. I'll find a way. Life will find a way, because this has cost me 1, 2, 3, 4. Like 300 bucks that cost right there. 300. Brilliant. So we'll place that down. Now we got the level 20. I mean, if you look at the attack, 1,261 health and 394 attack. Tournament creatures aren't the best, really. I've got to admit. We'll evolve it, instant fuse, so all we have to do is spend on that. That's good. Here's a level 30. 1,554 health and 486 attack. Oh, and we need to place it down again. Yes. Let's put him... him or her, whatever, into here. Yes. Oh, it's like the Utah Raptor colors, actually. Bit of blue, reds, and a little bit of white. I like that. That looks quite nice, actually. Okay, so we've got 5,790-odd bucks left. So we need to get 4 more. Now, I'm not fussed about that. So 1. 2. Oh, God. We can definitely get 3.
There it is.
There's the biggie. Okay, so we'll get this. So there you go. More level 10s. And then instant fuses, because I don't think we need to worry about that. We've got enough. So there's 1 instant fuse. And here comes another one. Oh, wait, no. That's a level 20. Oh, that's right. We need 1 more. Oh. Okay. How did I forget that? Right, so what I do? Oh, well, I got some of that. Right. So, when it comes to books in the game, what is the... Like, if you can't trade, you can't do missions, you can't do anything, really. Is that the packs? Is there any packs that we have a chance of getting books in? There's 100 books guaranteed in the Microbosaurus, so that's good. The Golden Rewards doesn't have any, and unfortunately, otherwise that could have been a route we could have gone down. There's the Ankylosaur Gen 2 tournament. Oh, it's for VIP only. Ah, okay. Bronze rewards, again, don't give you anything, and I think it's books to enter. No, that's VIP points. Is it books to enter for the Microbosaurus? Oh, it's coin. Good. Okay, so we can definitely get 100. We could even get 90 bucks from this VIP. However, that's super hard. That's 200 bucks to enter, and there's no chance of getting any bucks in these packs. So that's a waste of time. So, does this cost bucks? No, it costs coin. Okay, so this one's quite a tricky one to do. We attempted it last time. Has it changed? I think it might have changed. Why is this... Maybe I didn't know. Maybe this is the same. Ooh, I don't know. Okay. It's Karn. No, it definitely has changed. 100% this infinite battle has changed, because I remember this being tricky, because I was like, well, I can't use carnivores because it's like a really good amphibian. So, I mean, I think that'll do. Okay, so 1 million bucks. There's a chance. There is a chance. You're telling me there's a chance. 1 million coin. Not bucks. I wish I had 1 million bucks. Oh, that'd be brilliant. Could you imagine? Ah, we could just unlock everything right away and show it to you. Just like I used to do when you could get bucks in the game. I like that. That was good. Oh, switched already. Okay, so Pachygalosaurus, it has a lot of health. So 2 hits from a Pteranachlus won't kill it, which is actually surprising with 8,500 attack. So I'm just going to go for loads of reserves, loads of block, because Interrupted level 20, I think, has 5,000 attack. Something, it's a lot. It has a lot of attack. So 4. I don't think it kills me. Oh, no, it does. Never mind. Okay, I'm dead. So 3,000 power. I think it's 5,000 attack at max, isn't it? Something like that. Something big. So we can go for 1, 2, 3. Kills it. And I think I'm going to factor in 1. I think he would have definitely had 1 block. Yes. He might have had 2, actually. So that was probably very risky on my part. Now, if we die in 2 hits to Guanlong, which, you know, he didn't have the block. It could happen. Which we do. We died at 4, which is actually we've won now. So, and yes, Interrupt did die, but Guanlong is dead because we got 8 and he's got no block. So 1, 2, 3 kills him. And then, you know what? Just to be safe, I'm pretty sure 2 hits from a Cerazinosaurus can kill the Iguanodon. I've never seen a Iguanodon maxed up.
Oh, look at it. I don't have it. You're from Jurassic World Alive. You're in the wrong game. Get out.
So yeah, we kill in 2 hits and it'll only have like 4 block. And it didn't even go for that.
Oh, so blessed. Down it goes.
Oh, it kind of dies similar to the way it does in Jurassic World. It kind of flew a little bit more. Jurassic World Alive, it just goes, and falls down. Okay, so 100. And now, what did we get? Oh, 60 bucks. Oh, we've only got like 1,000 left again. Look, I'm unlocking the Deinonychus, right? We're doing it. We're doing it. In fact, hold on. This actually, because this, oh, this does cost bucks. Ooh. Okay, okay. So we're not going to do, because this could be, if we go to the current league, or not currently, we go to league prizes. Oh, we can't check what's on the Dominator spin wheel. Because we could get lucky on there. We could. But hey ho. So carnivore, 1 carnivore against a Metroniancus. Look at that. I've used all my best creatures here. Unicorn Wizard, we'll go with that guy, yes. No, we can't do the effects anymore. Just in case of copyright. Not that I've ever been stricken by them. Strucken. But you know, I like to play it safe here. Royalty-free stuff and licenses and all that jazz. Walk with dinosaurs music, what's that? Oh dear. Okay, so let's go for a full-on hit. And he, oh, well, that's the power of the wizard. That's all I can say. Being here from the start, I don't think I've ever sold a unicorn wizard. This is probably exactly the same one when I unlocked it, like four or five years ago. Probably. So now it's 2 carnivores. We can just go for, oh, Deinonychus is here. Do we have the other level 20 Deinonychus? Hell yeah. Let's use both Deinonychus. Sweet. Kind of want to see them outside though. That's what I would have liked to have seen. But you know, we're gonna get level 40. Maybe we can do it then. So he can't kill me into it, so we can go for 1 reserve and we'll be okay. I feel like these new creatures, if you compare like the new dinosaurs in Jurassic World the game to the first iterations that came into the game, these ones are way more detailed. So detailed. And you kind of actually thinking thinking about bats. Oh, there they are. In Jurassic Park Builder, it was kind of the same. If you remember what the T-Rex looked like, it had like a huge head. It looked really weird. And then if you think to what the other, like some of the Cenozoic creatures that came out in that game near the end were really highly detailed. Even though their poly count was low, like the color maps and stuff and everything, they put loads of detail onto them. Oh, it goes for full on 6 and it can't even kill me! Oh, ho, ho. Level 20 Deinonychus.
Dynamite.
So we're gonna go for that, and then four reserves. And actually, we may not have even needed the level 30, because we could probably kill... We can kill this thing in, what, two hits? No, three. It would be very close, very close.
No, he killed him!
Gripo, you bugger you! You fiend! Right, let's kill it.
Kill it!
Shocking to the ribs, killing to the bone.
Yes!
Nyam!
6,000.
Beautiful!
Oh, beautiful baby. Look at that. That's so cute. It's so cool. Right, so 50 DNA. We've done apparently a boss mission or something like that. Didn't mean to do that at all. So we got Spinosaur Gen 2. Right. I forget about these guys completely. Like, oh, yeah, Spinosaur Gen 2. Tarbosaur. There you go. Oh, here we go. We'll speed this up because this will be super quick. If I can click. Can I not click the speed? There we go. Let me do it. That was like... Oh, dear. Wait, you went for an attack? Yeah, Chicky, get you. How dare you? I got it, guys. I got it. I got the wax on hand. We're good. We're all good today, guys. You know, should just go... Yeah, just sod it. Just go for three. Oh, even blocked for one. He's deep. He's deep. And the next one comes in and should kill me. Because he can kill me in two. And I've only got one block and he's got four. So we go for three. Yes. Woohoo. Wow. Tarbo fell to the ground like a bag of bricks. And Pride Rodon comes in. Boo, Rex. He didn't even get a chance to shine. Just starting to shine. Right. Okay. So, wait. Was that not the last battle? Oh my god. It wasn't the last battle. Jesus. Alright, well, let's just put, like, something rubbish in, and then something really good in. Like, is concave in it? Yeah, that'll do it. And just in case things go bad, a level 10 Indominus Rex. Now, I'm doing it this way, a bit like I do with tournaments, just because if I put some crap in first, and I always go first, because you do now, you do, I think... I don't think you ever go second in Jurassic World the game anymore. Even in tournaments, they decided to fix that. Because if you go first, you get such a good advantage. And everyone knows you face bots, right? So if the bot goes first, it's like... It was a person, fair enough. But bot... Who cares? Oh, no! Oh, I still kill them in one, though. Okay, not bad, not bad. I also have 2,549 health. This is a level 10 super hybrid. I need more of this. I need much more of this. It's level 10. Because this is the Carnoraptor super hybrid, right? Oh! Oh, and it got killed! No! But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I got this. I had Indominus Rex for a failsafe. It's okay. Oh, well, that kind of reminds me. Somebody on Instagram made me, and there we go. Do we get, I think it's guaranteed $100. Yep, there's $100. And a Microbosaurus, brilliant. And I think we unlock it. Or do we? Well, VIP points. So there you go. There's that. We can get books on the VIP packs. That's it. That's how we do it. I was half tempted, like, oh, do I just buy books? Maybe. But I think we can just do it that way. Okay, yeah, $135. Ooh, brilliant. So let's use three different aquatic creatures. We're going to do it, guys. We're getting this legit. This is how you do it. Yes, so it reminds me that there was a guy on Instagram who tagged me in this post he'd made. And it was really cool, actually. He'd taken the sound effects from what's it called, my Ark Indominus Rex mod, and I was sort of like, I was like role playing, so I was explaining the you know, this whole area and how it was made and stuff like that, and they put like workman sounds in the background, so it made it sound like I was oh, is that a shuffle? Oh my god, he's got a shuffle. Oh no, that's bad. That's like the worst. Anyway, hopefully that doesn't go off just in general. No, it only goes off when he's in. Okay, so it'll go off straight away next time. Okay. Well, anyway, and it made it sound like I was... and they put, like, other Foley sounds and stuff like that. Oh, it's blind. What's blind? Oh, he locked out my ability. Oh, but I nullify it. Perfect. See, nullifying is the best one. But yeah, it made it look like I was on site, like in Jurassic Park, like talking about an enclosure and stuff. How dare you kill me? I'll kill you.
Yeah, suck it. Blech.
Oh, you can nullify mine. Mine doesn't affect me. What would happen if two nullifies affected, like, happened at the same time? Would the world blow up? More than likely. Oh, dear. Well, I'm thinking, actually, about doing a live stream today. Painting live stream, a little chill live stream. This video will be going out, I think, earlier than normal. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm going to do that because I haven't really got it all set up and I haven't got the camera set up and stuff yet. So I think I might get that prepared for tomorrow. I don't know. And we'll see how I feel. But it's something I want to do because I got a good project to get on with. And it's always nice just chilling with you guys and talking and just answering questions or just relaxing. It's quite cool. Was hoping for maybe some books there, but we found the answer. We found it. So there we go. We got 1,000 books. So what I could be doing this whole time is actually saving books and going to site B, clicking on you, buying you, and then just putting you in. So our target is 680 books. So we did that. We completed that. Very good. Very good. So really there's 35 books we can get. We can do a couple of trades to just get towards that. Okay. Wait, where are we? Oh, we're on this island. Oh, I thought it was on the other island. I was like, why can't I go that way? So we can get some mods. So, hey-ho. Well, actually, you can't get books on mods, can you? But you might be able to trade mods for boosts. So, a little bit. Invigorate. That's a good one. I like Invigorate. Is this the Alpha and Invigorate section? Oh, these are the best. Gain one action point per defeated creature on the team. No, it's all the best. Okay, so now if you want books, what's the best way to get books from VIP points? So you could get 300 books for 2,000 VIP or for 4,000 VIP. Okay, so no, there's no point doing that one. But what about 10,000? So you could open 5 packs of the zipline or 1 pack of the solid gold. And the difference is nothing when it comes to books. So the best thing to do is just get this. You've got way more. So there's 100. So we need 700, I think. 700, I think it is. And then we've got a level 40. So really, it's in the grand scheme of things, I just won 2,600 from the tournament. So there you go. I spent that. There you go. There's another 100. So what we think, if we get 100 average, we've got to open 7 packs, which is just over 10,000. Is it maybe 20? No, it won't be 20,000. It's like 15,000 VIP points. Oh, and so I guess sometimes you could also get unlucky by not getting any books at all. But we are getting some back every time, so it's not too bad. Okay. That was 2 packs and nothing in that one. Yay. So we get more. Oh, and a 3rd pack and nothing. Ooh, I think we're due a pack that gives us 3, I think. 3 books. Come on. Oh, there's 2. Okay. We're getting there. Woo! Come on. More books. Loads of books. Oh, there's another one. Okay, so now we just need 2 more packs. I think it's 2 more packs. Come on, we got this. I mean, to be fair, right? I think I'd rather be spending, if I'm going to spend it anywhere, it would probably be, I'd rather spend it on the solid gold at 10,000. Oh, there we go. There we go. Beautiful. Now we should, in theory, have it maxed now. So I spent, what, maybe 20,000 VIP points to get 700 bucks. So the trade-off's not that great. Oh, look at all this. Bloody hell! Wow! And, well, we got 2 days left. We just need to hatch 3 more aquatics, which isn't too bad. So, yeah, we're left with 20 bucks. Yay! Alright, let's fuse you guys! I think we got instant fuses. Boom! And it only costs us DNA. So there you go. Wow, it cost me literally everything I had. Level 40. The only downside is, oh, we don't need to. Yeah, there we go. I have another tournament creature, the Ankylosaur Gen 2, that ends in 2 days. So that's something. Ooh, look at that VIP. That looks really cool. He's got a little mohawk. Oh, sweet. He's got stuff on the back of his tail as well. Hold on, can we zoom in? What do you look like? Whoa. Ooh. Oh, that looks interesting. Okay, so let's get to level 40. Level 40, 2,720 health and 850 attack. Whoa. He's got like black eyes. Let's get a closer view of you. How'd you look, my precious? Ooh. Interesting. It kind of looks like it's got different layers of feathers. But kind of looks like it's bald in the middle. Like, the bit in the middle looks like it's just, like, been shaved or something. But I get what they were trying to go for. So, let's have a look. So, we get a little bit of that. The tail of Deinonychus is enclosed in a bundle of bony rods that helped it maintain balance. Oh, 100 bucks! There we go! The Deinonychus' principal weapon is the sickle-shaped talons on its hind feet. So, yeah, if you didn't know, Deinonychus is actually the main inspiration for the raptors in the Jurassic Park franchise. Or at least in Jurassic Park, they were. And here we go! Another 100 bucks and some extra little goodies. Like modern birds, the Deinonychus' wrists were able to flex sideways, so more like that, allowing it to grasp prey and the microphone more easily! Sweet! So there we go, we did that. Now let's get on with the Shake the Earth, which actually does also cost bucks. So we're just gonna put that in, and then I don't know, it depends what kind of tournament this is. I'll put in Triceratops Gen 2. So I'm assuming that Ankylosaur will probably be the same like kind of level and stats, I think. Oh god, okay, it's that kind of tournament, right? Didn't know. Just look, he was already bowing his head like, I've lost. Not because of Bonitosaurus, because of what else is going to come out and attack you. Is it better? Like, just kill him. Actually, you can't even kill him. Oh, but you got to try. Well, kudos. Very well played. So, we're 12, 24, 36. Even doubling it is 60, 72... Yeah, there's no chance. There's no way I could kill him. Oh, look, they're VIP as well! Oh, they programmed it. Well, because they have to, because you could not have VIP. In fact, keep an eye out. If we see people who are in this battle and they don't have the VIP, well, then how do they get in? Yeah, and now it's pretty much just a fact. It's like, kill
them all.
Three.
Go on, go for it. Just do it. I mean, I mean, I was gonna say I could go for four and then four reserves and then pretty much just no matter what he did, be okay with it. I guess I could have went for four attack. One to two attack is always quicker animation, and especially with these tournaments, you have to spend a lot of time on the tournaments. And you kind of just want it over and done with as quickly as possible. So if you can do it, just go for the one or two attack animations. It speeds things up, because you can't actually speed up the game. So we have to go for two here. Two, and then like six bajillion blocks, because I don't want to die, because I'm very worried. Yeah, I like how it breaks his tries out. It's like,
why'd you do it?
So yeah, we're only going to get 20 cups of that. But how far up will we fly? Whoa, we're all up in the survivor. We skipped hatchling, skipped prey on a survivor now. Maybe we'll get books. Who knows? Or we'll get coin. Who knows? Okay, let's put you guys back in. Now, this is good because we're so high up that those creatures that we just used will die instantly. So we don't have to worry. And this will probably be the fastest we get up to the Ankylosaur tournament. Because, I mean, what was it, an hour ago? I think it was an hour ago. An hour and 17 minutes ago, precisely, from when I'm recording this tournament clocked on. So, as it goes, like, this tournament isn't based on, oh, there's people and you have to beat the people. Just the longer the tournament goes on for, the more cups are assigned to the tournament ranks. So if you don't increase your number, then you just slowly fall down. Basically what it is. But I don't know, I think I prefer it that way rather than actually battling with people for it. Because if I remember stuff like Tiny Dino World, if anyone remembers that game, I know Relic from the past. That was a nightmare. Like, just before, like, something would end in that game. Is that game even going? I want to have a look. Is Tiny Dino World still a thing on the Play Store or iStore or whatever it is? I want to have a look at that. I might as well just go all out. I haven't paid attention. And what? Ramparinkus? Tiny Dino World. Is that still a thing? No. Or at least, it's not a thing on the Android Play Store. Huh. Okay, interesting. Okay, let's try the Apple Play Store. Now, is it a thing on here? Ooh. I'd be very surprised. I would be very surprised if it is. Because it kind of like died and then it came back. I don't know why. It seemed to be popular with the people who played it. No, it's actually gone. Tiny Dino World died for a second time. I had no idea. I remember it coming back and they added aquatic creatures or something. And then, you know what? Because it died, I think I played it to a good stage. And then for whatever reason, it was taken off and then it was put back on. And I thought, if it's been taken off once, it's more than likely going to be taken off again. So I didn't really try too hard with it and, you know, put too much time in it. And I'm kind of glad now, because it's gone again. Probably never to return. But you know what? That game had some good ideas. It really had some good ideas. Just a shame what happened. It's no longer... Like, all that time that people put into it is wasted and gone. I mean, if you had fun, it wasn't really wasted time. But, like I said, with all these app games, they will eventually be discontinued. Just like Jurassic Park Build. Jurassic World, the game I'm playing right now, will come to a point when it will be no longer supported and the server will go down and you will click on that Jurassic World, the game icon and you will be greeted by, this game is no longer supported, thanks for playing. Which is what I think Jurassic Park Builder does to you. So that will happen. But when? And where? Don't know. The thing is, Jurassic Park Builder... I know, right? Go off and around, James. I will. Jurassic Park Builder was a weird one because... Jurassic World, the game, was Jurassic Park Builder, but better. Better battles, better graphics, better more dinosaurs, more events, just generally better. Why am I taking on level 33 Majungasaurus when I'm in this league? Come on! You could do better. Or maybe you don't do better. Maybe that'll do. That'll do, I think. More of those, please. It just means that I'll only get 20 cups for doing it. Oh, yes! Hunter League top... Guys, top 10%. Yeah. Maybe we'll get bucks. Maybe we'll win the Ankylosaur pack. Maybe neither. Maybe we'll get a VIP pack. Which has no books, but food and DNA. The VIP points, I suppose. I guess what? Yeah, it doesn't cost points to... oh no, it does cost books to enter. Why did I think it was VIP points? Okay. I guess because it's a VIP thing, I thought that's why, but I'm stupid. Right, Segno Sutures. Now, we should be getting more than 20 books. Because Segno Sutures, it is really good, but at the same time... Not too much health, and I think that actually plays a lot bigger factor into the game than something like that has more health. If it's got less health, then I think you get more cups for it. The attack doesn't really matter too much, I don't think. Or maybe it's the frosty. I don't know. Either way, we're going to be okay, because we can kill this thing in one hit even. What's the other one? What's the attack on the... Oh, yeah, I don't have to worry. Don't have to worry at all. The only thing I have to worry about is Tyranno Titan. Because Sang the Sutures, if it dies, Tashong's horse can't do anything. The flaws of my plan. But it's faster, gives you more cups quicker. In my book, it's a win. Oh, did he almost time out? What? Right, okay, I go for two block. He might have had to. Oh, did he actually time out? I heard the timer like, boop, 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 boop. Thing happened there. Okay, you can't touch this, man.
Howeli, you ain't got nothing on me.
Oh, maybe you do. I don't like that. Oh, one more and he would have killed us. All right, let's claw him to death. Or is it a bite? It's a bite. Oh, it's a head. The classic. The way scientifically accurate. Whoop!
Hey, jazz hands.
He looks so goofy with his teeth poking out there. 27! I thought so. Much better. Oh, yes, we're going to get to Dominate League, guys. Just you wait. Not only have we unlocked Deinonychus, but we're going to get up to Dominate League in Ankylosaur Tournament. Da, da, da. One, two, three. And spin. Spin like your life depends on it. Where was Segnasuchus? Where was it? Oh, should we use Deinonychus? Yeah, so let's use Deinonychus. 850 attack. And but 2720 health. What am I talking about? Easy win. Easy. Then I'm not worried about anything. Oh god, we got a cat who's VIP. Oh lord. I wonder where Lydia gets these pictures from. Like, it's obviously Facebook, right? That's where they get it from. But if people are guest accounts, I assume that it just, like, has a question mark. Because I have seen that before. But I wonder if the people who it's using the profile pictures of are active accounts. Because how could they... I guess they could check it, I suppose, maybe, on logins or something. But I don't think they'll do that. I think if you've made an account, or you've downloaded the game, you've linked your Facebook account with Jurassic World the game, then I assume they just take your picture and just, like, they've just got access to your Facebook, like, details. I assume. I don't want to be sued here. Speculation. That's what it is. But, yeah, I get the feeling that's the case. Because otherwise, are they just taking random pictures? Nah. I mean, my picture there, yeah, that makes sense. But, I think that's what they do. It's quite interesting, actually, looking back at Jurassic Park Builder, or even the first, you know, few videos of Jurassic World the game. Because I've had that picture for years, like 5 years, maybe, God knows. Because I don't use Facebook. but, yeah, it's just interesting looking back and be like, oh my god, that was when I played that. I had that picture, jeez. How many was that? Oh god, we are flying through the ranks into Predator League. My better prizes? Or did we drop down? Were we in Predator League before and we just dropped down? No! 100 bucks! So close! Why? Right, fine. Fine.
Yeah, Quanlongs, go!
Yeah, sure. It could be worse. We're on the next league and we're pretty high up in the next league, so it could be a pretty tough battle. I don't know. It's a tough battle. I'm glad I did this. It's a really, really, really tough battle. Oh, no. If I don't get the most amount of cups for doing this, I don't know how to top it. Right. The Ceratosaurus, I am very worried about, because I can't kill him even in 3 hits. I have to go for like 5. And the good news is, I suppose, if I take out Ceratosaurus, it's a Zalmonodon. And then he's probably going to swap, so that's at least one attack gone. I was kind of hoping he'd go for 2. But at the same time, I don't know if I'm going to do this. Like, 3,000 is a tall ass. I think I've lost. Yeah, 5. It was probably going to be 5, yeah. And then even halved. Yeah, he's got 3 kills me. Yeah, he's won. Okay, you see what I mean? Like yeah, going from what I just fought to this is bonkers. Completely bonkers. Just kill us. Oh, wait, it's not over. Okay, yeah, sure. It's not over. It's not over because then Tejongosaurus has to come in. We'll just exit that, shall we? Okay, let's go. So this one, I mean, you remember what battle we just did? Well, I assume you do. Look at this. Look at it. Level 10 legendary hybrid. Sure. I mean, Zalmonodon was a level 10 legendary hybrid, but it's no comparison with Urankus or whatever it's called. It's like the worst hybrid in the game. That's what I should do. Top 10 worst dinosaurs in Jurassic World of the game. Now, what do I put it in, like, they're bad as in you hate facing up against them? Or are they bad just because they're terrible to use? Well, if I ever want to make that video, that would be an interesting one to think about. To go through and be like, what is the worst dinosaur? I feel like already off the bat, I definitely have one that goes without saying, I feel. So, oh man, yeah, bugger, yeah. I thought you might have. I didn't want to risk it. Because two hits is like 1,000 and odd damage. I don't know. Okay, we're switching. Tejongosaurus is going to make MVP here by foddering himself off. Didn't we used to have tournaments with mods? I feel like we did. We used to have tournaments with mods. But they were like really short tournaments. I feel like if you won 5 battles, you'd be in number one dominator. It was something crazy, especially at the start. So I don't know what he had. I don't know what he went for. But I assume that it was... He went for 5, but I don't know how many he had. So 1 kill, factor in 2. 1, 2, 3. Hopefully it didn't all go for reserve there. 1, 2, 3. I think I can take 3 hits. Okay, good. Good. 5 save. I was thinking if he hits me with 6, then I'm a bit worried. But I kill him in 1 hit. I'm going to have 6 next turn. So it doesn't matter what happens, we've won. Oh, perfect! I mean, why not? You've got 2 block. Sod it, might as well go for 6, eh? He's going to do little blah, blah, blah. Oh no, it's the one. Oh no, that's 8. When he's like, blah, blah, blah. Pterodactylus. Beautiful. So that was 31 cups. Not too bad, not too bad. Flying through. Come on, we can't end the episode without getting to dominate. We can't do it. Can't be done. 150. Yes. Motto. Let us go. Pretty tough. Yeah, sure. Acrocanthosaurus. Happy with that. I think we can do it. Oh, we can definitely do it, yes. Brilliant.
Oh, the Brachiosaur. It looks so sad.
And now it's happy. Is it always the opponent who's... I was going to say Pokemon, whose dinosaurs are like... I don't know. And maybe it's if you have the two of the same animation. They can't just mirror each other. So if you put in two of the same dinosaurs... But no, I've definitely seen that. I feel like I've seen two Spinosaurus go together and like almost hit each other and kiss. So yeah, I don't know. It definitely seems like some dinosaurs, they have two different animations. Now the Bonetosaurus like could do the two roar thing. But then if there's two Bonetosauruses there, and the other one just has his head down like, Yeah, odd. Right, so 1, 2, 1, then reserve in case he went for 1 block, which he did. So all good. You know why this guy's losing? It's because he's got his profile picture shooting towards his own dinosaurs. That's why he's losing. He's facing the wrong way. What are you going to do? Oh, that was close. Didn't think about that. Aerotitan has the most attack of their whole team, I think. I mean, especially after they got nerfed because I'm a carnival. But wow, I did not expect that. Two more battles, I think. Maybe including this one. We'll see. So that was 35. Wow, that was loads. Oh, yeah. One more battle. And then into Dominator League we go. And you kind of want to leave it there. Because if you do battles in Dominator League, they're just super friggin' tough. For the amount of dinosaurs or the level of dinosaurs that you have to put in to... You know, I'll put Monostegatops, why not? Just in case. We're this high now. It could go either way. We could get an easy one or a super hard one. So Monostegatops level 40. Might as well. You know what? Yes, I'm kind of glad it's a level 12 Metrophodon with like 2,000 freaking attack. But yeah, like, I'm thinking what we should do. Once we, I mean, we've leveled Deinonychus, right? So we haven't got any bucks to spend on other things to get more tournament creatures. So what we should do is do battles, level up the super hybrids. Because, well, you know, the super rare super hybrids. We're not going to... I mean, there's no point, literally no point leveling up Indoraptor to level 40. We could do it, but I use level 10 with 2,000 attack and 5,000 health or something like that. You don't need more than that. Ever. You never... Like, I use my level 10 Indoraptors way more than I would a level 40. Because, for a start, the level 40 would... take longer to come back to refresh in battles. I could do two Indoraptors at level 10 a day at the same one. I could do two battles with it in a day if I needed to, I think. But level 40 would probably take like 5 or 6 days, maybe. I don't even want to think about it. It'd be a ridiculous amount of time. I'm a bit worried about Metrophodon here, or Metrophodon. I think I'm right to be even nerfed almost 1,000 friggin' attack. Although I kill him in one hit, so... You know what? The worst case scenario there was he blocked for 4 and I attacked for 4. And then in his next turn, he went for 4 attack. Because I would have died there. So it looked like it was easy, but really it wasn't. So there we go. 215 takes us. Oh, yeah. Like, what's the highest at the moment in Dominator? 442 cups. Okay, prize wheel. We got good things. It's gonna be coin. It is coin. Always freaking coin. Why? Okay, but we got loads of missions because, I mean, we've done that one, of course. Do 3 trades, which we'll do eventually. But I think, yeah, look at this. Reach Dominator League. So 10, 20, 30... 40, 55 Super Raptor and Eupocephalus Super DNA. Whoa! Look at all that I've got. Almost 4 that. We've got it, right? We've got to spend that. We could probably make another Stegoceratops. But at the same time, if they put in more Super Hybrids, I want to save that up because if we ever look how much I have, 3,007, 3,006, 2,004, 2,002, almost 4,000, and 2,400. So that's a really good one. Eupocephalus, that's also a really good one. To be fair, they're all really freaking good. Even Diplosuchus, which is like the cheapest, is a really good hybrid level 40. Monostegatops, we've already got level 40, so I think we could save that. But with this, we've got 2 Indoraptor. Yeah, it's tricky. Indoraptor Gen 2 and Indoraptor. Oh, so many! And of course, you got the boss DNA as well. But yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up there. That was an exciting episode. Not only did we level 40, but it finished a level... Oh, sorry. Dominator League in the Ankylosaur Gen 2 tournament. So if you enjoyed this video, guys, leave a like. And maybe we'll be back at you sooner than later. Because we'll be unlocking the Ankylosaur Gen 2. Yeah, sure, I'll do a trade. Might as well get one trade off. And I guess I could trade for food. So... It counts as doing this, so we're like 1 away now, and then complete code 19, which is eventually it'll pop up. Never seems to pop my iPad, it's mainly my iPhone where it pops up, and we'll collect some coin, because why not, we need that for a mission. But I kind of want to look into this. So it's 850, and we have almost 3,000, and at level 40, 2,000 attack. Oh, it's like an Indoraptor level 10. So... we have a look at these guys. They're all friggin' good. They're all amazing, really. I've got to admit. But anyway, guys, if you enjoyed this video, leave a like, and until next time, I'll see you cuties later. Oh, bye-bye.